Downtown San Diego Convention Center to House Unaccompanied Alien Children. By Penny Starr on March 23, 2021. The San Diego Convention Center, located in the heart of downtown and site of the popular annual Comic-Con convention, will be used to house thousands of unaccompanied alien children, UAC, who have crossed the border illegally hoping the Joe Biden administration will give them refugee status. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, some 5,000 minor migrants are in its custody. CNN reported the facility will be run by Health and Human Services, HHS, when the children's custody is transferred to that agency. A date for the first arrivals is still being finalized. Children will be provided with food, medical care, a place to sleep and showers. An outdoor recreational area will also be created on site. According to a statement from San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria and San Diego County Board of Supervisors Chairman Nathan Fletcher, the average stay for each minor is expected to be about a month, and children will not be allowed to leave until they are released to a family member or guardian, according to the statement. Federal law requires CBP to turn UACs over to HHS within 72 hours, but the flow of minors and others across the border is skyrocketing after Biden's pro-asylum message was sent around the world. CNN reported HHS has already opened a large site at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, Texas, for some 2,000 UACs. Taxpayers foot the bill for all these operations through HHS's refugee resettlement program, even if all of the UACs have not been deemed refugees. CNN noted before this plan, the San Diego Convention Center was used to house about 4,000 homeless people and most recently is a coronavirus vaccination site. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.